This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Today in the studio, we have Studio Samsara and Elegant Jewelry Studio. Samsara started as a quest for distinct handcrafted accessories, which are classy yet contemporary, whilst Elegant Jewelry Studio by Angie champions on sharing the skill in jewelry making. We bring them on to learn about the art of making this a viable business plan. So let's begin with Akanksha. She's the founder of Studio Samsara. Introduce to us, what is your business about?
Well, Studio Samsara, as mentioned earlier, is a handcrafted jewelry startup, and everything that we do is actually based on an Indian craft, a traditional Indian craft. So we do a lot of design, we give inputs that are more contemporary, but we still make it back in India. It's done by craft clusters or small artisan groups. So we don't buy off vendors, we don't go to factories, we actually develop everything ourselves. From colors to how the stone is set. And also we try and sort of make styles that are more usable to today, rather than being your classic quintessential Indian over-the-top jewelry, so that everyone can use it more often.
All right. And you're actually championing for the Indian designs. You know, why that strong passion?
Yeah, well, I think that the representation of Indian design in Malaysia is quite below par. India has really, really come. I mean, it's always been really big in design. I think we've got the best set of aesthetics with a really rich classic history of design. And the representation here is quite not right. I think what sells in stores in Brickfields and Little India, which is such a big tourist destination, is really not a correct representation. There's much more to us. My country can do better. New age designers are really, really focusing on how to tap the big global market as well as still be Indian in soul. And that's where I think Samsara can sort of bring in into Southeast Asia a better aesthetic on Indian jewelry. We also do a few clothing lines, so certainly there as well.
Right, I guess here is where Angie can come in and help, you know. you have an academy that teaches jewelry making. So tell us, how did you get into this business?
I have been in a business for the past 13 years in designing and managing the jewelry store. And the passion of creating my own jewelry design, create and inspired, because I get a lot of compliments from all walks of life saying that my jewelry can sell. So I used to teach at home to orphanage. That was more of a CSR that I did a few years back. And that's how I got myself started it commercially last year.
As commercially to provide courses?
Yes, to teach leisurely and to get people to experience the experiential hands-on jewelry making for adult and children.
Right. And you actually started off with Kelvin Gems. You know,
yes.
What's the relationship with Kelvin Gems?
Kelvin Gems basically has been around for 30 over years. It's a family-owned business. We deal with fine jewelry, ranging from diamond, gemstones, gold, white gold. And the minute I went in, I discovered more jewelry options than just fine jewelry. So designing, sourcing was my forte for the past 10 years. And I went around the exhibition to source the raw materials. I found that sterling silver is of a good use and is affordable. That's how I make use of sterling silver to create other designs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And then you also venture into online business.
Yes.
Why the passion of going online? Because you have a retail outlet for Kelvin Gems.
Yeah, the trend of bringing the brick and mortar style to the online scene is in trend. We started off 4 years ago. We developed our own website, and now we are on a major e-commerce platform. And I was interviewed by MDEC 2 months back, and they were asking why we are, so proud in having a place in e-commerce. I said, early in the morning when we wake up, the minute that we check on email and we see the order coming in, then that's the best thing about e-commerce.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to physically be on the store.
It just makes your day, I think, I mean, when people place that kind of trust in your business, they're happy to get something that they haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives you the satisfaction if you've done your job well at making a website, because if you can convince people to get out of the physical experience of choosing stuff for themselves to online, everything else is online.
Right.
So certainly, I mean, I think it just makes your day.
Yeah, for Studio Samsara, it's quite a new brand, right? Yeah, it's over a year.
It's just over a year.
Yeah, just over a year. You know, how did you approach the target audience? How do you get them to go to your site and buy your stuff?
Well, for now, we just try and use a lot of Google AdWords. We try Facebook marketing as well. And that was one of the hurdles that we thought, how are people going to know about us? And that's when we decided we should do a lot of events. Because in the beginning, people, it's a new thing. It's not fine jewelry. It's not like a diamond solitaire ring. So people really need to see what it looks like. I mean, yeah, the pictures are nice on the website, but there's a lot of digital touching up that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, we thought this year and next year, we should really do a lot of events so people at least come and see our product in person. And then when it's always easier to get gifts for people on online. Because so that next time when they're choosing a gift, they don't have to sort of, you know, go to a body shop or go to another jewelry place.
An alternative.
Look at like 10 different stores. Here you can actually just put in your budget, see what items are available, ship it. We offer free packaging, free shipping everywhere in Malaysia. No minimum purchase.
Mm.
I think, yeah, we try and make it easier for them.
Right. And you say you're trying to do more events means you're available in a lot of bazaars. And just today, you are available at the Carcosa.
For the French charity bazaar, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking through the vendors of this, just one bazaar. There are like over definitely more than five jewelry vendors. You know, how do you differentiate yourself in places like this?
But I think one of the differences for us is that our product is certainly Indian, and a lot of people, you know, will stop by and say, oh, that jewelry is from India, is it? And we're like, yeah. So for a lot of them, it's a pleasant surprise because it's Indian, but it's not Indian in your face. You know what I mean?
So, what do you mean Indian in your face?
Like Indian in your face as in Bollywood or Diwali jewelry or like wedding jewelry. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it can be Indian and be simple. It can be Indian and be classy or elegant.
Right.
I'm not saying that everything that's available in Malaysia or everything that's Indian wedding jewelry is bad, but it's not certainly for everyday wear. So you have to give people options. And I think that's what makes them stop at us. Plus, I also think, I mean, for a lot of bazaars, for a lot of events, the organizers are quite clever in choosing their vendors. They probably know what will sell. They probably know what is novelty because they've done more events than us ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to have done almost every event this year.
Right. Angie, I know you have big plans ahead. You know, I think one of your vision is to really have a fine jewelry or jewelry making academy here. So we want to know your steps of walking towards that. We'll find out more after this. In the studio with me is Akanksha Srivastav. She's the founder of Studio Samsara and also Angie. She's teaching for Elegant Jewelry Studio from Calvin Gems. She's a lot of brands under her. This is Open for Business and BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. In the studios with us is Akanksha Srivastav. She's the founder of Studio Samsara and also Angie Ng. She is a part of the Calvin Gems and she founded an elegant jewelry studio and she's teaching jewelry making skills, spreading the knowledge. Angie, could you just, you know, tell us about your courses, how frequent it is and what do you plan to do with all these programs?
It is happening every Saturday at my shop, Calvin Gems, at Amoda Building. And we do teach privately. We just done one for Slumberjay, or the house, the wife of the corporate leaders.
Wow.
We teach our children at the international schools or the kindergarten. So we are, all my major courses, it's available online. You can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we teach every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
And who are your students mostly?
They're assisting employee,
mm-hmm.
Maybe their grandmother, they are housewife, which is wanting to learn more skills. And I have a very interesting student whom is 12 years old and she's still a student. She signed up for my professional certificate course.
Wow.
And yeah.
And you know, what do you think about the Malaysian scene though? I understand it's mostly quite a few expats that are learning your courses. You know, is there a reason why that there's a bit low interest of the locals learning this?
I guess locals, they are very busy with their local life and the lifestyle and expect they have more time to spend in the country and they're looking for more things to learn,
right?
More skills. Yeah, that's the main difference between locals and expats.
And do you find there's more potential in teaching than selling your own crafted by Angie jewelries?
I would prefer to teach than given the skill to my student and expand the business organically with their own add-on. So passing on my skill would really satisfy me. And having people to recognize what I do and having people to share and like what I do, it's also very happy. I'm very happy for it.
Mm. So what's the pricing of your courses like?
The minimum of it to learn a basic will be $399, and for children is $49.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, and for your jewelries at Studio Samsara, you know, what's the pricing range?
Well, we start at about 20 ringgit for a blue pottery hand-painted necklace, and we go up to about 1,000 plus.
Mm. Okay.
So that kind of pricing. Like basically, yeah, I mean, it depends. Because it's all craft-based, some crafts are obviously more value for money. So you can do stuff that's for maybe a statement necklace for like 40 ringgit as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it still is handcrafted, it still is hand-painted. And then you can go up to about 1,000. Yeah, we're trying to do a signature line as well. We have requests for that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want us to step onto the line that's getting closer to fine jewelry. We have people requesting for that. So we are trying to launch a signature line soon, which will be only one each ever.
Is it going to cost more?
No, well, depends on what it is, but certainly it's going to be a more statement design. It's going to be more classically Indian design sense, but yeah. It's going to be signature, so certainly slightly more pricey.
And like you say, you know, every piece is a creation of artisans. You design, and then you send it to to India for
to
them
the
to
team in India,
the
yes.
skilled workers to create these jewelries. You know, who are these artisans that makes this jewelry?
Well, India has a lot of traditionally
trained
artisans, yeah, people who've done this work for generations, and it's everywhere. It's all the states have their own special style of jewelry. So we pick up a group of artisans from the particular village or town that they're in. We develop a collection around their skills or what they've sort of mastered, and then we give it back to them as a design project, and then they will work on it and let us know. I mean, basically give us the product. But we also have, since I come from the design industry in India, I also have a great network of people who can help me pitch in because I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. And so we have another jewelry designer who works with us freelance in India. So there's a lot of back and forth between her and me here. And then we've got smaller people who sort of, you know, friends or people who worked with me earlier who will sort of pitch in and help me do the communications, do the following up bit, do the QC sometimes.
Right. Yeah. And then is there a sort of a social enterprise going on because you're going into villages and...
Well, the movement is already there in India. There's I trained in 2001. I finished college then. And that was probably about 10 years of really good quality fashion colleges in India who'd already been sort of there, established. Mm. And now it's about 25 years. So if you look at India now versus India in the 80s, there is a super huge trend of Indian designers going back to Indian design mm-hmm. and getting inspiration from there, doing lines around that. It's huge. I mean, there's a designer who's doing really good work everywhere now.
Right.
And everyone is going into e-commerce as well. India has taken into e-commerce really big.
Mm.
So it's easier now, actually, to be able to find people, find design who
right.
can work for you, yeah.
Okay, and Angie, you know, right now for you to run your business, what do you think is the hardest part?
To manage people, to fight, to fit the role to the correct person, that is hard.
Mm.
So I'm actually finding and keep on doing it.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for you?
For us, I think the toughest part is, of course, manpower. We don't have anybody. It's only my husband, who's the co-founder of Samsara as well, Saurabh, and me who do everything, right from tagging to labeling to costings to QC when stuff comes here. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also looking to employ somebody. We've also always tried to keep everything with Samsara. Since it's a Malaysian company, every talent that we hire or even give them a project has to be Malaysian. That's what we try to do.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So our website is a Malaysian designer. Our photographer is a Malaysian photographer. So yeah, we are looking at help.
Right. And you know, running a jewelry business carves a very niche market for you. What else are you doing to sustain the business? I mean, I understand Angie is already, you know, comes from Calvin Gems, and then now she's diversifying into Academy, and then your own Crafted by Angie line. But for Studio Samsara, you're just kind of very straightforward, you know, selling jewelry. Anything else that you have down the line to sustain?
Well, yeah. I mean, for now, we've only started 100% with Studio Samsara since last year. My husband came here on an expat.
Yes?
On an expat position from his company in India. And since then, it was very easy because I was always getting funded for my business.
Mm.
But now he's actually quit and joined us. So it's becoming tough, but I mean, we are looking at it from a more positive outlook. People have really responded well to our product. We think people really like it. There's a market. And there's more to come. There's clothing and home as well.
Mm.
Oh.
And for Angie, like your courses, you know, just tell us a little bit about the techniques that you use and whether, you know, the two of you could work together.
Yeah, I use mainly weaving, stringing, wire work to complete my creations. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Well, I would love to train with her because it'll be interesting if we take a few tips from her or techniques from here and go back and work in India at grassroots level, because that actually is going to be more fusion jewelry, more merging of styles,
mm-hmm.
and probably something that all of Malaysia can relate to better, maybe.
Yeah, everything is made in Malaysia because you now have a collection of Malaysian
pewter jewelries.
Pewter jewelries.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's also supporting local
factories.
Natural sources.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. In the studios with me, I've been speaking to Akanksha Srivastav. She's the founder of Studio Samsara and Angie Ng from the Elegant Jewelry Studio and Calvin Gems, and also her own academy going on right now. I'm Angeline Tafe. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.